bow our heads. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. Amen. To our preachers and all of our deacons and all of God's children, it's good to be on the Lord's side. It's good to be on the Lord's side in times like these. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for our male coast. Thank God for them. The God that needs nothing. Number 102. God that needs nothing. Number 102. Bless his holy name. John 3:16 again, if you will. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. If you will, turn your Bibles to Hebrews 2:3. Hebrews 2:3. It said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape if we neglect so great of salvation? My brothers and my sisters, we are still talking about this strange child that was ever to be born. This strange child that was ever to be born. He was strange. God have it fixed. Only one can escape hell is through God's great salvation. That's the only way. I want y'all to get what I'm talking about. The only way to escape hell is through God's great salvation. No other way. No other way. The only way. God has fixed it and can't nobody unfix. But God has already fixed. God is a good God. Jesus is a gift from God. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. So the Son is a what? Gift. A gift to man. Not to angel, but to us. A gift that God gave us. And we don't be careful, we'll miss the gift. Don't miss the gift. Paul, I need you to read a scripture there. How about reading Romans 10 and 13? So take your time, Walker.
Take your time.
Okay, all right. Come on.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Whosoever. God gave us a what? A gift. Now, whosoever call upon the gift shall be saved. Whosoever call upon the gift of God, and Jesus Christ is the gift of God, whosoever call on him shall be saved. Shall be what? Saved. E-D. Saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Whosoever. I don't care who you are, rich, poor, black, white, yellow, green, I don't care what, but whosoever called upon his name shall be saved. You can't beat that nowhere. Shall be saved. It's a gift. It's a gift. What you trying to get to, Reverend Walker? If you notice, in these last days, the world is trying to come up with a salvation without Jesus. Come up with a salvation without Jesus. The Christ. The Son of the living God. Seems like they're ramming around trying to find another way to go to heaven. In other words, cut me down a little bit, something that, in other words, they don't care nothing for him. So many seem like they don't want him, but he have no other way if you want to go to heaven. Now, what I'm doing, I'm trying to get you to see something. I started on this Christmas. Mic still ain't sounding right. I hear my background. Y'all hear me in the background, like, I don't know. Maybe me. I don't know. But this the only way that I have to get a man to heaven is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God gave us a gift. You didn't have to pay nothing for it. I'm giving you a gift that you can miss hell. You can miss the lake of fire only through him. Y'all got me now, right? It's a gift from God. It's salvation. Salvation means delivered. I've been delivered from something that I don't really want. I've been delivered from the hands of the devil. Satan, you might as well get out of here in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus. I've been delivered. I've been delivered out of the hand of the devil. Through his name. His name doesn't mean much now. In these last days. Y'all notice that? The name Jesus doesn't mean much now. But he is. Everybody say he is.
He is.
But he is the same yesterday, the day, and forever. He hadn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this all God got to offer us who lost. And if you don't want Jesus, ain't no more hope for you. It's a gift. For God so loved. He loved us just that hard. I'm giving you something I really treasure. My son. Who in here give away a son to low down folks? All of us one time was on the other side, but thank God he put us on this side. That's what you call love. Nobody in here would give your son to no low down folks. Even good folks. But here Jesus, God gave Jesus to us. It's a gift of God. And my brothers and sisters, it is the Christian job. Everybody say Christian. It is the Christian job to tell the world about Jesus. That's our job. The real church, the church lovers. See, if you love Jesus, you're going to love the church. And our job is to tell the world about who? Jesus. Do you know him?
Yes, sir.
I said, do you know him?
Yes.
Well, touch your neighbor and say, I know him.
I know him.
I see somebody touch somebody. You must don't know him then, you see. You got to know him. When you know him, you know him. Ain't somebody heard about him. You know him. You know him. He know you. You know him. It's a connection there on the inside. You can't help yourself from loving him. Christian job. Y'all get that good. I'm taking my time. Y'all get that. It is the church, the Christian job, is to tell the world about the gift of God. And that gift is Jesus Christ. That's our job, is to tell the world he's alive. We don't live like we dead. We're alive. Heart of mine. Listen at this now. But so many, everybody say many, so many preachers can stand in a pulpit and preach 40, 50 minutes, don't even bring up his name. Shame on you if you call yourself a preacher. I ain't talking to y'all fellas, but you know. Can preach 40 minutes, can preach an hour, but don't even bring up his name.
Yes, sir.
Have folks shouting everywhere.
Yeah.
Shouting off of what?
Come on, sir.
Hold on, man. It's a gift.
Yes, sir.
Something strange about this boy, him boy.
Yes, sir.
Strange.
Yeah.
And if you can't say nothing about Jesus, shame on you. And you say you know him. And my brothers and sisters, the devil doesn't care how we preach. Just don't bring up the name Jesus. Only saving power is in his name. I say only. Everybody say only. That's being no other name. No other name can get you to heaven but only through Jesus Christ. That's the gift of God. Gift among all gifts. Nobody better than Jesus. If you say anybody better than Jesus, you're calling God a lie. He didn't get Gabriel. He didn't send Michael. He sent his best. He sent his only son.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
For
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And he gave him to us to keep us from going to hell. Just don't make it plain. When he said being saved, that means saved out of hell. Keep from going to the lake of fire. I'm saved. You got to be saved from something. We saved. And God got his only son. Only one son he had, and let him die for us. That we can go to heaven. That's talking about some love. That's love. And folks think, they know, don't be hard. It won't be kind of hard to get saved, you know. You better than that. What else you looking for? What else you want? I give you my best. I robbed my safe. I gave you heaven best. And folks turn it down every day. Nothing better than Jesus. I said nothing on this earth better than Jesus Christ. That's his holy name. And preachers can preach that long and don't bring up his name. And my brothers and sisters, the name Jesus is the most important name on this earth. This is the only name that the devil hates most. God Almighty. The only name. The devil ain't thinking about me. Walker. But Jesus troubled him. Call Walker's name, the devil get happy. But call Jesus' name, he get quiet. Something about the name. Everybody get happy over that, you know. You keep on, I dare you, if you're lost, I dare you keep calling him. If you don't want to get saved, you better stop calling him. Now, if you want to get saved, I dare you to call his name by 10 times and mean it. You'll find yourself telling folks, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. You can't help yourself. It's something about the name. The name got power. Nobody else has the power. If I'm talking to anybody here lost, listen to me good. If you lost, listen to me good. Do you want to get saved?
Well.
I'm asking you a question. You talk to yourself. Yes. I dare you to call his name 10 times.
Well.
I dare you to say, Jesus. 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 It's just something about the name. But make it so powerful, God have exalted it above every name. And at that name, everybody got to bow to it. Well, you bow now, you got to bow later, but everybody got to bow. Everybody got to bow. Well, you want to bow now, bow later, but everybody gonna have to bow. Guess what, y'all? Even the devil in hell and all that group better get up and bow to him. Bow now, bow later. But everybody got to bow. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you got. What kind of position you are. You got to what? And claim that he is God. It's something about the name. God exalted that name above every name. It's important, but we take it lightly. Take that name lightly. Because this is the only name for man's salvation. I'm going to say it again. Take my time, Walker. Okay. This, watch now what I'm saying. This is the only name. Everybody say only name. This the only name for man salvation. Salvation means delivered. I mean, this the only name can deliver you from hell.
That's right.
The only name.
Yes,
Muhammad can't deliver you.
All right.
Buddha can't deliver you.
Right.
Your money can't deliver you. Only the name. Look at the book of Acts, Paul, and read it for me. 4:12-13. God Almighty.
Neither is there salvation,
listen,
in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
No other name. No other name under where? Heaven. No other name. I don't care what name you come up with. This the only name can save a man from going to hell. Only name. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John,
God Almighty,
and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men,
yeah,
they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
When you get crazy for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some are so shamed, but when you get unshamed and crazy, yes, for his name, they'll notice something strange about you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They call Peter and John them unlearned and ignorant men, all right, because they haven't been to the Pharisee school.
All right. Brother, go ahead, Pastor. Right. Go ahead.
But they've been to heaven school.
Yeah.
See. But he called them ignorant and unlearned because they didn't go to their school. But they haven't spot heaven school. God Almighty. A lot of folk call sometimes religious people the ignorant and crazy because they haven't been to their school. But if you don't watch yourself, the one that you call ignorant got more sense than you got. I do have enough of sense to keep from going to hell anyway.
All right. Speak, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
You'll be surprised that so many folks in the world today don't even believe there is a hell. But there is a hell. That's because he sent his son here to keep us from going to hell.
Amen. Preach the gospel, Pastor. Preach it.
Amen.
Hold on, man. Folks need to know this.
Yes, sir.
We take church something to play with. You playing with your soul when you're playing with Jesus. It's kind of look like it's kind of, you know, look at easy. I do what I want to do. And do what you want to do. God leave you like that. You know, I ain't got to believe all that stuff. You're right. You ain't got to believe all that stuff. Well, what got you with unbelief? You think it's you, but it's the devil. The devil wants your soul. Both of them want your soul. Jesus wants your soul. The devil wants your soul. Jesus come at your soul. The devil came at your soul. So now who you going to give it to? Your choice. That's your choice. Both of them come at your soul. Jesus said, I have come. And Jesus said, the devil have come also.
Yes,
he's looking for souls just like Jesus looking for souls.
Uh-huh.
And when you don't believe, the devil got you in unbelief and you don't even know it. You think it's you, but the devil got you when you won't believe this. The devil got you like that. But you think it's you. You said, well, that's what I believe. Oh, the devil got you like that. God Almighty. Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Folks don't know what Jesus called me up for. We take him lightly.
Right.
This child, I am not. See, I got tossed out with this child.
Yes, sir.
Something about this child. I'm not never through with this child. You know what? I'm never through with it. It's something about this child. God called his son a child.
Yes, sir.
Ain't that strange?
All right.
Jesse called God. He called his son a child, and the child got the whole world in his hand.
Yes,
he humbled himself.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it. He humbled himself and let men beat him up and took his life.
Yes, right.
And he said, you didn't take my life. I took my own life. I died when I got ready. Because
right.
I love man so. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah.
Whosoever believeth shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. We got to always remember, I'm dealing with a church, ain't I? We got to always remember, my brothers and sisters, it's not about Moses. It's not about Paul. It's not about Peter. It's not about James and John. It's not about Ezekiel. It's not about Jeremiah. It's not about Elijah. It's not about William Walker. It's about Jesus. Always remember this, preacher.
Yes, sir.
When you preach Jesus,
yes, sir.
When you preach Jesus,
right.
The folks off your back.
All right.
I said, when you preach Jesus, the folks off of your back.
Right.
They can't blame you for nothing. God ain't going to blame you for nothing because you preach Jesus.
Yes,
if they go to hell, you didn't preach Jesus, he's going to hold you responsible. But if you preach Jesus, they're not on your back no more.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you that Jesus, watch this now, Jesus is so important to come in this world until if mankind doesn't get excited, God Almighty, if mankind don't praise his name, if mankind don't honor him and magnify his name, the rocks will cry out immediately. Yeah. If we don't say nothing, the trees will start to say, glory to God. Stars will say, glory to God. The rocks will say, hallelujah. God ain't depending on our praise. If I don't say nothing, you ain't got to say nothing. He's going to be God. If you tie your mouth up, he's going to be God.
Yes, sir.
God ain't waiting on you to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. He's still going to be God. But if you say you've been born again, don't let no rock cry out for you. Don't let rock cry. You ought to have something to say yourself. And he don't have to wake no rocks up in the morning. He don't watch over rocks all day. So you wake us up in the morning. Watch over all day. We ought to be saying hallelujah every time we open our mouth.
Glory. Yes.
But if you don't say nothing, that don't bother God.
Glory to God. Go ahead. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let me say this, y'all. Please, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Y'all can say that, man. Let me say this.
Well.
But, Lord, watch the rocks. See, a lot of folks ain't got rock sense.
Brother. See.
Yeah, Chris, you know what? See, the rocks say, I hope they don't send that.
Yes, sir. Brother.
I want to say something so bad. The rock's talking now. I want to say something so bad. The only way that I can say something, they got to hush. The rock said, I know who he is. I know what he done for me. I want to say something so bad. But I ain't going to let no rock cry out for me. He wake me up in the morning. He start me on my way. He feed me when I'm hungry. He my doctor in a sick room. I ain't gonna let no rock. You shame of him, he'll be shame of you. We take him too lightly. We take Jesus too lightly. The church's job is to let the world know there's a Jesus in the world. That's our job. Oh. Look at Luke for me, Paul. Luke 19, 37 through 40. You get happy about the name. Something about the name. gets all the things. Knock the devil off his feet. It's the name.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Read, Paul.
And when he was come nigh,
God Almighty,
even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice,
God Almighty,
for all the mighty works that they had seen.
All the mighty works. They was praising God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean a bit of harm.
Yes,
some of y'all looked at me right now, got up this and Lord, I thank you. I'm not throwing off on you, but don't do it no more. Did you not know he didn't have to wake you up this morning? Did you not know somebody didn't get up this morning? Don't you never get in that big a hurry. Even if you late for work, got to take a shower. You better be in the shower and say, I thank you for watching on me last night. I thank you for jumping. You better say something. Don't you leave out that house. You better say something. Because you may not come back.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Read, Paul.
Saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Peace in heaven. Read on, Paul.
And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples.
There's somebody here right now want God to rebuke us.
Yeah.
Reverend,
you got the problem, not us.
Well,
it don't take all that. It didn't take all that, but he died. It didn't take all that.
All right.
He died for your sin. It took all that, didn't it?
Come on.
God Almighty. But when it comes down to church, lifting up his name, it just don't take all that. I don't like to get it all excited like that. And give you $50. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Money can't touch God.
Amen.
God doesn't need no money. He got the money.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Everything belongs to him.
Yes,
the life is the Lord. God Almighty. Now watch them other, these white Pharisees. Folks have good sense. But they're just churchy. Got a lot of churchy folks in there.
Amen.
They don't want to have no noise in the church. Girl, I went over there to that church. Do y'all ask how they're acting? I started to walk out and I just in there. Can on, all that can on. Boy, y'all just don't know. I'll get happy in town. Be driving my car. Be happy as a lot. I had to get out of the car and started jumping. They may take me to the crazy house, but I just stood right there. Just God Almighty. Always got Pharisees. They come on just look. They be entertaining. He don't say what I want to say. No, you don't know him.
All right.
Your job, you need to know him. When you talk about the Lord and you say you know him, it's something about that when you know him. If you don't know him, you make him say anything, but you need to what? Know him. You need to really get to know him. You know of him, but you don't know him. Pharisee crowd. Master, make them hush. That's all he's saying now. When Buchanan, make them hush. They ignorant. You don't take all that. We've been to school. Ain't down in education now. We've been to school. You don't take all Pharisee. They've got their degrees. They all that. Don't take all that rasp. Make them hush. God Almighty. Now watch what Jesus said.
Come on,
sir. Read.
And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
Y'all see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yes, shut up. You ain't got said nothing. We got some folk been in here been boned again.
Yes.
We got some folks in here been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
We got some folk been down in the bottom, and we got some folk God done brought them out.
Preach.
We got some folk been hungry, God took care. We got some folk been sick, and God was their doctor. We got something to say.
Yeah.
If you don't want to say nothing, that's your business. Don't call us crazy. We got some sense.
Oh.
All of my help comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, all of my help comes from the Lord. When you have sisters of know who wake you up in the morning, who starts you on your way, who feeds you when you get hungry, when the doctor says you all right, you have to know who he is. I ain't gonna let no rock cry out for me.
Yes, sir.
I ain't gonna let no pews cry out for me.
Yes,
sir.
Take your time. Take your time.
Amen.
No. Ain't no pews gonna take my spot. I read some of them pews that, Lord, these deadheads sitting on me. And I want to say something so bad. You don't say nothing.
Yes, sir.
What you trying to say? Well, we got to know who in town.
Yeah.
You got to know who in town.
Yeah.
Don't take this lightly. Don't take it lightly. If they don't praise my name,
uh-huh,
the rocks will start right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The rocks will start hollering right now. The rocks will start right now, immediately, not wait, immediately.
Hallelujah.
Rocks will start a crying out. Some folks ain't got rock sense. The rock got sense enough to know who made me. We got to know who made us.
Amen.
We got to know who created us.
Yeah.
And you're wonderfully made.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wonderful, fearfully made. Look, look, look. I mean, you made too, boy. He made you with two hands, two arms. Just suppose he had made you with one hand, but both of them, you could handle things and he made you with two legs. Could have made you with one leg, hopping all our life, hopping. And made you with two eyes. And one go out, I got another one.
Yeah.
He know what he was doing. You wonderfully made in my image and after my likeness. Not the body, but the soul on the inside. But on the outside, he fixed me. He could have made me where I couldn't even see, but I can see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wonderfully. And when God said, wonderfully, boy, you made.
Right.
Bless his holy name. The rocks will cry out if you don't want to say nothing. It need less than even days. And my brother and sister, one thing that man need to know, that God is still alive. We're almost trying to kill God. Think he dead. Now watch this. See, if you know you've been born again, I mean it now, and you know you're saved, it ain't going to hurt you sometimes to say hallelujah.
All right.
You in church, you know, ain't no problem. Ain't no, he's looking for it.
Well, well.
I say he's looking for it. You go to, I ain't down to nobody now. You go to football games, can't hardly stand you.
All right.
So right.
Amen.
Everybody hit with a high five. Got a touchdown. Jesus knocked the home run when he got up out the grave. That's a high five. Not only a high five, it's a jumping up and a down. You ain't gonna let no rock cry. You for that don't let no rock cry when it comes down to him. He deserves all our praise. Bless his holy name. Now watch this. Watch what the psalmist said. Paul, turn to 150, 1 through 6. Psalm 150, 1 through 6. God Almighty.
Praise ye the Lord.
He's talking to us, y'all.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
He's talking to us, y'all.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Atmosphere. Praise him.
Yeah.
All the time. Praise him.
Yeah.
You ain't got to come to church just to praise him. Y'all praise him at home, in the car, everywhere.
Yeah.
Read on, Paul.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
God Almighty.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
He great. Nobody like him. He in a class all by himself. You ought to praise him. He talking to us, the church. Read on, Paul.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Praise him with it. God Almighty. Not rock and roll.
Come on now. There you go. Come on.
Yeah. Not that junk, that's junk. One time it was pie, but it's junk now.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
It was gold looking stuff, but since I've been born again, it's junk.
Yes, sir.
We used to feast off that stuff. I don't find somebody else to feast off now.
Yes, sir.
Praise him. Praise everywhere. Praise him. Don't be ashamed to praise God. Read on, Paul. My time running out on me.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Everything you got, praise him with it.
Praise him with the timbrel and dance.
Praise him.
Praise him with stringed instruments and organs.
Praise him.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Yeah, watch this. Go on, Paul, to the next one, Paul.
Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals.
Yeah, now watch this one.
Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you got a breath, you ought to praise the Lord.
Breathing. Yes.
Everything have breath ought to praise the Lord. You gonna need God before God will need you. Everything have a breath. Everything breathing. Oh, to praise the Lord. Let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. That means give him glory, give him praise. Don't be in so big a hurry when you want to do something. Pray God first. Lord Almighty. Even when you eat your dinner, praise him. Say, Lord, thank you. When you eat your breakfast, say, Lord, thank you. So many folk wish they had a biscuit. So many folk wish they had a bed to lay down on. You ought to praise him all the time. Wake up in the night and praise his name. Everything that has breath ought to praise the Lord. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Jesus, everybody say Jesus.
Jesus
is very, 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 very important.
Amen.
To everybody. But they don't use them like that. But he important. God Almighty, he important. And when Jesus come to town in our life, everybody say, in my life, you will have new benefits. I said, when he come in your life, you'll take on new benefits. Paul, look at Romans 8, 14 through 18. New benefits. I got a new job, you get new benefits.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Some benefits better than others. Amen. You can't beat the benefits of Jesus. Read, Paul.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
You are a son of God. Everybody says sons of God. Ain't that something?
Yes, sir.
You can call him Father.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, Pope, what God owns, you own.
Glory.
I'm heir of God, and what Johnny has with Christ.
Yes, sir.
Everything God owns, I own part of it.
Yeah.
Well, he gone crazy now. I am crazy.
Yes, sir. You're right.
I'm an heir of God and John heirs with Christ.
Yes, sir.
But he owned, I own it.
Yes, sir.
Come on, please, God.
Glory.
He owned, I own it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I can say something. Get around and brag. Look at all this stuff I got. All this stuff I got. You know what I tell him? I said, he's bragging on our stuff.
All right.
That's our stuff that's you're bragging on.
Yes, sir.
I got four cars, and that's our stuff. I'm an air guard. John Air. That's our stuff. Well, since I've been born again, he lent it to me.
Yes, sir.
He lend it to me. I ain't going to need it after a while. It's going to be junk after a while. And we ain't going to have no wings. We ain't looking for no wings. I'm going to get my wing and fly all over here and knock down everything. No, you ain't going to have no wings. You ain't going to have no wings. We don't need no wings. What we need with wings? Tell him no. There ain't no way. When God has sent me somewhere, if I had to go, I'm already there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Ever. I'm a son of God. What God own, I own part of. What God own, you own part of. You ain't got to be worried about nobody else, what they got. Because they got, that's our stuff they bring on. That's our stuff. We let you have it for a while. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
We can cry, Abba, Father. See, we have been adopted. Adopted. We have been adopted in the family through Jesus Christ. We can call God Father. My heavenly Father. That's when we pray. When I pray, my heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
My heaven, he my Father.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty, he my heavenly Father. Read on, Paul.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
God Almighty.
And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
We suffer with him. And that's what we don't want to do, suffer. When I said suffer, going through some things. And you wonder why. God knows what he's doing. He said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. And sometimes God, we don't know what God's doing. Sometimes God knows how far to let you go. He turned you loose a lot of stuff. You'll tear up him. You'll tear up something, but he can't trust me so many stuff. He trusts us for so much. Because we believe him if he give us too much. I mean it. See, you get beside yourself. You don't watch yourself. The devil gets you lifted up in pride. Have you saw some folk guard them, bless them, bless them so they can't stand nobody but themselves now? Because they can't. But he loved you. He going to guide you. I can't get his child. But see, that fellow young, he run for that. Oh, he want nothing but things. See, but I can't get him that much. He a woman, he a child of God. He ain't got that, but I had to govern him. If I give it to him, I know he can't stand it. I've got to keep in mind, he can't stand it. I know him, but I can trust this fellow yonder with that. He ain't going to get all upset. He ain't going to get like he bub everybody else. Time you get a little thing, you want folks to look down on you. He ain't going to get like that. I can trust this one here. He knows what to give each one of us, those who've been born again. Read on, Paul.
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Y'all see that? This little suffering we're going through with can't be compared with what God got waiting on us. No, not look at that good. Can't be what? Compared. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what it is. I don't care how hard it is. It can't be what compared to what God got waiting on us.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You all thought he got a mention just for you?
Yeah.
Huh? You all thought about he got streets up there pure gold?
Yeah.
Huh? Pure gold? Pure gold? You ever thought about that? All that for us? We can't imagine what God got for us going through this suffering. Go on and suffer. Let folks lie on you. Let them talk about you. Go on through your suffering. Whatever you got to go through with it. After a while, it'll be over. And God said, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. I know what you can take. And stop letting folks mess us up when you hear something, they'll say something about you.
All right.
They hurting themselves. They're not hurting you. If you got with your head all drooped, you ain't going to never get nowhere in this world. Or somebody said something bad about you, let them say it.
Yes, sir.
You ain't doing nothing, they ain't saying nothing. When you're doing something, they're going to say something. The devil going to see to them saying something.
All right. All right.
Don't you let it stop you. You keep walking.
Amen.
And when you hear something, guess what? When you hear something, and then he wants you to get it. When you get it, he wants you to hold your head down. God Almighty. Hold your head down. Don't hold your head down. Hold your head up. God. And give it to Jesus. Yeah, let him have it. And then when you let him have it, say, hon, Jesus. Don't got to fight back. Say, hon, Jesus. See, you got to give it to him. And when you give it to him, all things are working together for your good then. He going to work it for your good. When you give it to him, he started working on it. Y'all ain't got that yet. See, when he lie on you and call you everything but a child of God, don't you start crying and give it to him. Because all things are working what? Together. For what? You good.
Number 1703, because
you love
number
the Lord.
1703.
He works it out for you.
Yeah.
And then when they get through with it, you jumping up and down saying, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord.
You can't beat God, child. Know where you go.
Yes,
stay with Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh. Yeah. They throw a brick at you?
Yes, sir.
Wham! Hit you with it.
Yes, sir.
You hand it over to Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He know who name on it.
Yes, sir. All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Go on through your suffering. Go through your suffering.
Yes, sir.
God went through his. If you don't want to be talked about, don't talk. Don't walk with Jesus.
Come on now.
Folk don't talk about you all kind of way.
Yes,
let them talk. God Almighty. Let them talk. You just keep walking.
Yes.
And when you see them, hug them. Some of them are faint, but don't hug them.
Well.
God Almighty. This God world, y'all. This God world.
Yes,
this his program. And the church got to stick with the program. Don't let the devil take your problem from, take the thing from that God gave you. Don't let the devil do that. God Almighty, He God. How many minutes I got? We finna go, y'all. Bless His name. Now watch this now. Jesus is in town. I told you the rocks will cry out. And everything have breath or do what? What? All to praise the Lord. Let me read this right quick. Jesus is very, very, very important. My brother and sister, when Jesus comes to town in our lives, we will have new benefits. I better wait on that till Sunday. Because we ain't going to get through with it. It's too important. Everybody said new benefits. I thought I had the best, but I ran up on the best when I ran up on Jesus. Jesus got everlasting benefits. Man got temporary benefits. If he get mad with you, he'll kill you. And plus, he can take them back. But Jesus got everlasting benefits. That's one thing. If God give you something, can't nobody take it. They may hate you, but they can't take it. And guess what? They got to go through Jesus to get it. When you got your trust in Jesus, trying to do your best, God take care of you. I mean it. Don't be afraid. God take care of you. You don't have to be afraid. God take care of you. Do your best. And see what God will do for you. Yes, if he can quiet a lion, you know good well he can quiet us. Yes. Put the lion to sleep.
Yes. Yes,
Daniel, we're down in the ground then.
Yes, sir.
Up in the clothes, y'all. And he got sleepy.
Yes,
and went to sleep. If Daniel, Lord have mercy, can go to sleep in a lion then. You can't sleep at night on that, what do you call it, that pillow? They got a new pillow out now. Well, what is another name?
My pillow.
Yeah, my pillow. That's what it is, my pillow. If Daniel can sleep all night in a lounging, I know good well I can sleep on my pillow. When you have folks lying on you, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. God take care of you. You just treat them right. God take care of you. You're afraid to trust God. We don't want to be talked about. Talk all you want. Let folks talk. God can cut that out when you get ready. If they ain't talking about you, you ain't doing nothing anyway. That's when they talking, they're trying to stop you from doing what you're doing. Heart of mine. May God bless you. If I had another hour, y'all let me preach. I preach, but I know you'll walk out on me, but I preach. Boy, I sure preach it. In the name of Jesus. Somebody may want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? You may come now. Let us all stand. Come by Christian. me another one?